The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a diploma on his wall, I haven't seen it. I know it's degree, Travis. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
Ladies and gentlemen, Clem McElroy.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, both dads.
Hey, San Diego, I had a quick question for you. Do you want to get weird?
I think that was a yes.
That was the wrong answer.
My MacBook Pro has 69% battery. It's a sign. Nice. It's like we're out in the woods, and if all the owls, instead of saying who, all said nice.
Does a bear nice in the woods?
Who knows?
I'd probably camp more if owls were like, nice.
Do you want to introduce the show, Justin, instead
of
the opening?
Show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy.
All right. All right.
Yeah. Travis fucking... I want to break down what just happened. Travis fucking waited until Justin's cheer died down so there was no cross-pollination.
I wanted it to be clear.
So he could truly measure how... Hi, I'm 30 under 30 media luminary and baby brother Griffin McElroy.
You know, here's what's up. I was about to say one of these days we'll have to do it in reverse order. I'm in the middle either way.
You know, what you
just
saw.
That's a lot of Hennessy.
It's a lot of ginger ale. It's a big cup. This is actually a small amount of Hennessy. It just looks large from where you're seated.
We ever call it hinger ale?
Hinger ale. No, it's called a horse's neck.
Genesee.
Okay, I'll just do with some jokes now. That's I want to move on to the joke portion. When Travis said, I just wanted a clean sampling or whatever it was, he said I wasn't paying attention. What you got a sample there was the current Travis character, which is big time Travis.
Yeah, let's get into this.
Or my city Travis. So here's the thing. Whenever we go on a tour, and I don't have an explanation for this because it doesn't happen at the holidays when they visit. Whenever we go on a tour, we get a new Travis character.
It's kind of like Doctor Who, except played by the same actor every time. And usually the performance leaves something to be desired.
Here are some of the characters we have gotten previously. One is Mordecai Travis, which is not Mordecai, the Johnny Depp character, but rather a character obsessed with the film Mordecai, while lacking any sort of context or insight into what the film might actually be about. So just basically saying Mordecai a lot.
Yeah.
No, it's this, based off the poster, what I think the movie is about.
Yeah, it's a very fleshed out character. There's Big Snapple, who we only get in New York City. And the, again, sort of the depth of that character is, what if they called it the Big Snapple? I asked for, because I wanted a reprieve from big time Travis McElroy. I was like, please give me Big Snapple. And he said, no, that's a New York boy. You don't get him here.
We did get a brief reprieve from big time Travis McElroy, who also is my city McElroy. So we get a lot of, well, that's how we do it in my city, San Diego, because he got here a day before we did. The other one that we've gotten, I don't know why we've gotten
I'll say this. We're ragging on him. I really like the new character.
Yeah. The new character. And I don't know why we've got this
fucking...
This is
my favorite. This is going to, I think, last me on tour because it's maybe my favorite thing I've ever done.
Noel, we have this huge Noel Coward-esque cast of characters that Travis is dipping into just for this one tour. And this one is, whenever there's a dessert or rich food offered, we have to deny it. And then Travis has to say, oh, come on, let's be bad. Just this once, let's be bad. He did it with the cinnamon bun I had at breakfast today. He did it at the, we've been to the bar, the pool bar at the Marriott twice. He did it with churros both times there.
Yeah. And he gets furious. The churros showed up and I reached over to grab one and Travis said, no. And I was like, what the fuck are you, oh. I really shouldn't eat these churros.
He's gonna go straight to my hips, and then...
No, let's be bad.
Now what, Travis? Well, Travis, you can cut us off a slice. I want to drink the rest of the... God, you know, we got a show to do. I really shouldn't.
Now... Listen, we've worked really hard this weekend. Let's be bad. Justin, I really think we've earned it. Just this once.
This
just
character,
this
by
once,
the
I'm not done.
Okay.
Just this once.
This character.
Let me, I'm not done.
Please be done.
Let's be bad.
And good.
Thank you.
This character was born out of the fact that all of your meals here in San Diego, when you go to a restaurant, are apparently just like they bring them to your table and just upend them out of a fucking duffel bag because it's the biggest fucking portion sizes I've ever seen in my life.
This is not a joke. We asked the waiter about it this morning, and he said, I don't get
it
either.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
I usually order off the kids' menu is what he said. Sorry that we got rolling a little late. I know you guys were outside a little bit longer, so I'm sorry. I'm apologizing even though it wasn't
blame
my fault.
Blame Mystery
at all.
Science Theater 3000 for those, being those, too funny.
Those creeps.
And
long.
Too great. We're going to do an intermission, which we've never done before, but we realized like there's a thing I guess they invented in like the opera in like the 16th century where the opera singers would be like, ah, man, I got to piss. So we're going to do one of those, and then after that, we're going to come back and do some Q&A stuff. Not Q&A, that's a fucked up way. That's
yeah, no.
No, we'll do,
do more.
If you've ever wondered how we do our thing,
no,
yeah. Don't do that.
So yeah, we'll have
no,
advice.
Just be more show. It's not going to be like a behind-the-scenes direct. It's just going to be more of the show. The second half, you know, like intermission. But what that means is extra long, and it'll get a little weird in here. But we're all this is a safe place.
During intermission, there will be if they're still out there, posters for sale designed by Evan Palmer.
Yeah,
they are.
They're fucking incredible.
Beautiful.
They're really beautiful. You can
they
buy
are
this.
Also pre-signed. So
yeah, so
partake.
Yeah, let's get into the shit.
I have really pointy elbows. Previously, this hasn't been a problem. Someone once thanked me for elbowing them in the face by accident during San Diego Comic-Con. But recently...
Wait, someone thanked?
I don't understand that.
Okay. Thank you. Yes! You knocked it back into place! Yeah.
Several events have made me reconsider the advantages of being able to elbow anyone out of my way. I popped a friend's air mattress with just my elbow.
Holy shit!
That's pretty serious. And my partner will only cuddle with me conditionally out of fear that I'm going to make a wrong move and make her double over in pain. Do you have any suggestions as to how I can stop inadvertently causing my loved ones pain and financial ruin from H.E.R. H.E.R., are you here? Are you her?
Hi.
It's really Hello. Dark. Hey, what's up?
Okay.
Why? If right you, off the If bat- you could just shout, why was it? A, why did the person thank you for elbowing them?
Oh, okay. Oh, you're using
hey, your elbow. Wait,
so they weren't really thanking you for elbowing specifically.
I need to repeat what she said into the microphone for the
What'd
posterity.
No, wait. No, there's not.
It's they were looking for the place where the ticket was, and you pointed them in the right direction with your elbow.
Can a dull elbow not accomplish that same task? Or check this out. I got two of these.
Did you really? Okay, I don't. Did you really? Wait, this just. Everyone stay out of this. This is just between me and her.
H-E-R.
Did you really pop an air mattress with your elbow?
It was mine. Okay, yeah, no, there's a...
Yeah, there we got evidence. We have the wronged party is here.
Was it, did you, like, lay down and then turn over and then...
Did you wake up on a flat piece of plastic and think, not again? These elbows?
Is it and then you had the, like, Incredible Hulk walk down the street, hitchhiking.
Well, no, you'd use it...
Are we talking like apocalypse-style bone spurs coming
yes,
out
I
of them?
Yes, I was about
like...
to ask if it's a jagged bone spur situation. Sorry, we're asking you so many questions. You're sitting so far away.
We just want to know if you're Doomsday. It's Comic-Con. People get that joke. He had bony elbows.
I mean, I'm sure there's some sort of orthopedic surgery option, but that's not fun. And also... God doesn't make any mistakes. You got those elbows for a reason. You
got a Rudolph this shit.
There's some sort of Rudolph scenario. Have you seen the
Won't
movie?
Won't you fucking stab a bunch of folks tonight?
That's what's going to happen. Like David Tennant's trying to get through Comic-Con. He's like, no one will make room. And you're like, I've got it, David. Fum, 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 fum. And he's like, thank you.
Except you didn't because you got the surgery to get rid of him. Have you ever seen the movie Signs? It's basically like that, except you're going to take all your glasses of water and throw them in the toilet.
They're allergic to water. Fuck, I cleaned all those up.
Oh, no.
Shit.
Where's my baseball bat? I don't know. I'm a grown man. It's probably in storage. I don't know.
I don't know where the baseball bat is.
I don't know where your
baseball bat is. All the aliens look like big air mattresses. Fucking sweet.
Aw, damn it. I had that surgery yesterday. I can't defend Earth like Jesus wanted me to. God don't make ugly.
We didn't say anything remotely helpful. Do you all want a Yahoo, though?
I just saw your t-shirt in the front row.
Yeah. It says, they horny for this one. It's very, very good. This one was sent in by...
Somebody else. We are!
This one was sent in by Level 9000. Yeah, Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. Oh. Are you here, Drew? Just, like, shout a big barbaric yell. Yeah. I was just shaken by your fucking Fusero Da all the way up. Thank you, Drew. You are a champion and a scholar. It's by, Drew Answers user. Oh, the website's not loading. Very good. The something's gone wrong has popped up. I'll refresh it. That was a mistake. The data's gone. And it's back, still not giving me the user's name. Fine, fuck, it's...
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale asks.
Christian Bale asks.
My parents found my bong? I had a water bottle bong in one of my sports bags in my closet. And mom thinks that it is for drugs, but she's not sure, and it reeks of smoke. While my dad thinks it is for an experiment I did or something. I plan on telling them that I planned on seeing how a leaves smell by burning a leaf on the bong and smelling the smoke, but I have never smoked in my life. Do you think I can get away with it? I'm very paranoid of getting caught. I wonder why.
You're bad at this.
I'm very paranoid of getting caught, and they haven't found bud or lighter.
Okay. I would say to this question asker, you don't have to be paranoid about getting caught. You got caught.
You got caught, it sounds like.
Yeah.
How cool... is this dad? I think it's for drugs.
No. Yeah. I've seen one of those before. That's a Erlenmeyer flask.
It's fine.
As a parent myself, I can promise you, your parents will take whatever to get out of this situation. If you give them something in the same zip code as plausible deniability, they're going to leap right on that. Oh, we don't have to parent this one. He was just burning leaves in a science experiment to see what they smelled like. You know how when you're in science class and you burn something and the science teacher's like,
now smell, huff that shit.
Everybody, no, don't waft it, you wuss. Get in there.
First huff this shit. It's the control group. Now that one. Science.
That, how does that smell? Cool, that's science. You just did science. That's all it is.
You know the experiment, what do they smell?
What does it smell like? That's not a scientific experiment, that's a creative writing prompt. You dullard. Hi, it's me, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Did you do the experiment I told you about on television?
You know, if the entirety of human existence was a calendar, then 0.0001 second to midnight is where you smell.
Oh, I didn't know you were doing Neil deGrasse Tyson there for a second. Okay.
I didn't sound exactly like Neil deGrasse
Tyson. No, it was weird. You didn't.
Neil, are you here?
I can't hear Neil.
Holy shit, he's here and there's 18 of them.
It's our worst nightmare. Neil deGrasse Tyson is cloning himself.
How about another question?
Yeah. Hey, boys.
Hi.
I've been cosplaying at conventions for years, and a few cons ago, an artist at a convention took a photo of me and asked to do a painting of me based off of it. The resulting painting was not so great. I'm reluctant to hang it in my home, but I feel like I shouldn't get rid of it. Help? What do I do with this huge painting of me dressed in a silly superhero outfit, and that's from Stacy.
Stacy here? Hi.
Wait. Are you a Kuvian throat singer? Why were there two?
I just want to say, I heard when you said, took a picture, the acoustics in here are fucking incredible, because I heard when you said they took a picture and wanted to do a painting of it, I heard one person 2,000 feet away go, ugh.
I did see today, I saw today on the convention floor, someone take a photo someone else's art piece. And it was all I could do not to destroy that camera. Because the art piece,
that's theft.
It's just that one thing.
Yeah.
The camera's pretty much getting it.
Getting it. You got it.
You got all the art in there.
Okay, so.
You should, let me help. This is an advice show. Throw it
in the trash can.
Yeah, throw it in the trash can.
No. Short-sighted.
Short-sighted, okay.
Okay.
I have watched many a sitcom.
Okay.
Just rewatched Seinfeld. Have you guys seen it? It's pretty good.
That was a very tepid response.
Yeah. I cannot believe, by the way, IDW announced they're bringing it back as a limited run here at Comic-Con for 8 issues. They're going to finish a lot of the storylines that they left lingering.
Are the pretzels making you thirsty?
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah, they are. It turns out. Issue 3.
The Crisis on Infinite Pretzels. We're all very excited for it.
But here's what's going to happen. You throw it away. Someone drives by, they see the painting, they're like, oh, it's pretty nice, and then they take it. Then, like 15 years from now, they get it appraised, hang it in some kind of gallery. The artist sees it, like, where did you find this? In the garbage, and they cry.
Or, I mean, by that point, I mean, having their work valued highly would probably
They'd probably be maybe a little stoked in this imaginary situation you came up with.
No, they painted that for you.
It was a gift. I didn't want a bunch of people to see it and be worth money. You're bad at
Wait,
fucking
hold on.
Up.
I just had a huge realization.
Okay.
If an artist's painting sells for a bunch of money, artist doesn't get that money. If I sell a painting I already own, I get that money.
Hey, wait a minute.
The artist is like, my painting sold for how much? Hey, fuck! Hey, damn it!
Hey, artist, what the fuck? Seems like you should keep getting money off of that. That sucks. I'm going to work on that for you and see what I can't come up with. Oh, God, I got some things cooking. So, Travis, your version of the Antiques Roadshow is you go to the Antiques Roadshow and say, listen, I had something, and I don't now. What do you think that is worth?
It happens now. It's my favorite version of the Ending Roadshow. Where they're like, I have this lamp. And it's like, oh, did you polish this? I did. Ooh. Well, polished, it's worth $15. But with the patina, $2 million. Well, thank you. Okay.
I would love it on one episode if they're like, and did you, do you have the gravy bowl that comes with it? Oh, actually, I don't. I threw it out, didn't I? And then the Antique Stretch Show, the person just puts their head on a table. It's like, motherfucker. Fuck it. What? Fuck. Fuck. And then it's 15 minutes of that.
Yeah.
And it just keeps cutting back to them.
And it's a pledge drive. So that's not. That's
did
not.
Did you, you still have the dust cover to this,
right?
No, I didn't. When I bought it, I didn't have the dust cover. Oh, okay.
Son of a fucking shit. Fuck.
That is all I've ever wanted from Great British Bake Off is for Paul Hollywood to take a bite of something and then look at the person and go, this tastes like dog shit. It's or, all I've ever wanted.
All I've wanted is to watch a Great British Bake Show and Mary Berry takes a bite of something and says, this tastes like dog shit.
Well, I want Antiques Roadshow, except the person's like, I think it's worth $15,000, but who cares what I think? And then Mary Berry comes out and takes a bite of the painting. It's a good bike, isn't it? You did really good.
Wouldn't it be funny if the tent, like, fell down? What if Paul Hollywood just, like, farted? What are we doing? Why are people here?
I think you got a future at SNL, young man.
How about this Yahoo is sent in by Zoe Kinski. Thank you, Zoe Kinski. Zoe, are you here? Okay, that would have been like a gathering of the stars that I was not ready for. It's by Yahoo Answers user Katie, who asks, Katie has 66% best answers. That's the highest fucking, Katie knows what's up. How to sneak pancakes into a movie theater. My brother and I are going to see a movie on Friday morning, and we wanted to get IHOP. And then we thought it would be awesome to do both at once. But that means we'd have to sneak takeout in, and that's a full meal. yep, we have a few ideas on how to do this, but they mostly suck. So does anyone have ideas? That was not my editorializing. And then a little smiley face at the end to let you know, like, it's all fun.
Here's the thing. At this table, two of us have had jobs at movie theaters.
Justin, you worked at a movie theater once, didn't you?
Nah, I have Blockbuster. It's the movie theater.
Well, the rest of that sentence was going to be, and across this table, we have been fired twice from Blockbuster. Yeah. But we've worked at movie theaters twice. And I feel like the sneaking food in thing is something that everybody's a little, like, paranoid about, that you couldn't be bothered less.
Yeah, I couldn't give less of a shit.
You could walk into my movie theater with a pizza and, like, a growler, and I'd be like...
Wearing a sport coat made of the pizza you plan to eat during the movie. And I'll be like, you didn't have to, just go.
Go. Fine, yeah.
Can I just have,
enjoy, like, Sky High. I don't fucking
enjoy
care.
Enjoy Sky High. Just
some Sky High fans. Good crowd for that, I guess.
All right, so just so I'm clear, fuck Seinfeld, but Sky High is awesome.
You've got to get a top hat. And the thing is, you're going to have to stack some cake. You're going to do some cake stacking in your hat. And then that's easy. We've got the easy part solved. Cakes, pancakes. But then you're going to get the shitty.
Wait, you got to do it dry. Got to do it dry
because you're going to get those shitty plastic ramekins that are designed to open.
How do you know so much about how the IHOP fucking goes? And how they IHOP-erate.
That's going to be the hard thing is...
Wait!
No, that sucked. Don't draw attention to it. It's bad.
IHOP-erate?
I want to hear stories of Justin's IHOP experience.
Okay. So what... You're just going to have to dump the syrup on and get a good seal going.
Oh, wait. Straight up, freeze the syrup.
Freeze the syrup.
Then warm it up in your hands in the movie.
And now, listen, you're going to be tempted to go too far, and then you'll just have syrup on your hands, and that's going to be tricky.
And this process, it's going to make a lot of noise because you're going to be in the theater just like... And someone will turn around and say, like, can you please keep it down? It's fucking Despicable Me 3. I'm like, my kids, can you please? And then you turn to them. And
I can't hear the minions. You turn to them. Dialogue.
And what's great is you go, and you look like a weird syrup monster. And no one fucks with that.
Wouldn't it be sweet if movie theaters finally started selling syrup warmers? And they're just like, yeah, we get it. That'll be $7. So you get a watertight, syrup-tight seal on your top hat. The problem is this, and I know you've all been thinking, but Justin, wait, I've thought about it. When you go in, you see a gentleman or a gentle lady, and they're going to doff their cap to you.
Oh, shit.
And then it's like, am I going to leave a gentle bro hanging or not? Because if I open it, preserves.
It's going to be fucking compote. Just
compote sliding down your grill. That's no good. But you're not going to leave a gentle person hanging.
I got to go for it.
Got to go for it.
Got to do it. That's how they get you. That's why they have a doffer at every entrance.
Yeah. You doff your hat, runts. Just falling down your face, bulk runts. It's. Could you try to explain to them, like, no, it's much cheaper out there? They give you a lot of it for less money, so I just did that.
No, they're structural runs.
Do you have price matching? Because I'll do that here.
I would watch this show, and it's just about the plight of a ticket taker who, anytime anybody comes in with, like, a unique garb, a uniquely spacious garb, like somebody with platform shoes, like, all right, go on in, but I'm looking for fucking spaghetti hanging out of those.
The show's just called It's Cool, I'm Stoned.
They should have a bait car where a guy hands you a box of Junior Mints outside. Hey, can you hold these for me? It's for a friend. I left the... She's inside. Just carry these inside.
When I worked as security at an electronics retailer...
It's Best Buy. Why are you being
Shut
weird?
Shut up! I'm under an NDA. I'm not. It's fine. They're cool. They understand.
Taking a while to back into this Best Buy story.
It's going
to
be a good one, guys. Strap in.
I worked security.
And with this much buildup?
One of the things that you had to do to arrest someone was prove that they intended to leave without paying. So okay. Just because you saw someone put it in their pocket, maybe they were going to pull it back out and pay for it at the register. And so...
This is my payment pocket.
I want to remind myself to buy it, so I put it here so I wouldn't forget.
So one time, this person was stealing a bunch of stuff, and they walked through the, you know, the detectors, and it beeped, and they looked at me, and I was like, you're cool.
Travis!
Because if they didn't walk out the door, I wouldn't get the arrest.
What the fuck?
Did you immediately go outside and tackle them?
No, the cops did that. That I had called
this
and
is
prepared
did you,
for this moment.
First of all, you're on stage describing entrapment. And also, did you have a commission of just like...
No, but I did jump up and down so hard in joy I hurt my ankle.
Now, because you got someone arrested?
This is confusing to me because if you're in Best Buy loss prevention, they have to leave the store before you can prove stealing,
correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. You take one fucking step out of that store and you are nothing. Like, you don't have jurisdiction outside the store, right? Like, you have no power out there.
Correct.
So where is the, like,
I suspect
horizon?
This is about to happen. Hey, is this the police? Be ready.
No, you did 811. We get this all the time, though. Try again.
This is Skechers. All right, Skechers.
Why is your phone number so fucking short?
Wait, did you say Skechers?
Yeah, like they're also at the mall.
Oh, okay, got
Thank
it.
Thank you. Come along with me.
Also, I don't think that's a thing. I don't think there's a Skechers store at the mall.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, please, we gotta do more fucking questions instead of talking about stores at the Huntington Mall.
My partner, but did you hear the Payless and the Shoe Carnival merged?
Really?
They're just one big fucking shoe carnival now.
Get out.
It's madness. What?
That seems like a monopoly.
I love any investment in the old girl. I'm just happy to see the dollars pouring into the Huntington Mall. Also, they expanded the Dicks, so now it's a Dicks and a Field and Stream.
Get the fuck out.
I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah.
For a while, they have a pet store back? Or?
For a while, they built an additional entrance to Dicks because they were changing the other one to Field and Stream. So for a while, there were just two Dicks there.
This
and it's
sucks
like, I get
so
it.
Bad.
What's at the Pied Piper now?
What? The Pied Piper, it's a U.S. Army recruitment station.
Really?
And there's some parallelism there if you want to get into the... But two pretzel places, so...
Really? Which one's better?
One's a kiosk, so they're not going to...
Excalibur?
What?
Excalibur?
Excalibur's still selling swords and Hummel figurines.
Nice, nice, nice.
Crushing it. They closed. I thought it'd be funnier.
Did they rebuild the caramel corn store after it burned?
Sorry?
The caramel corn store?
Please. Oh, God, you had to say it twice. That's double.
Now, the caramel corn store is now Dave's. They have caramel corn. Also other things.
You know, if caramel corn thought to
diversify,
right,
they might not have burned down.
Let me get in on the bit, actually. I forgot we had a caramel corn store at the mall. Not a restaurant, a retailer. I love it. How about another fucking question? That was the sound of relief.
The caramel corn store at the mall was called caramel corn, but they spelled it with K's. Okay, guys. Good try.
Having fun with it. How about another question?
My partner and I both like dancing, especially at parties. We wanted to up our wow factor, so we're thinking of choreographing a full dance that we can whip out whenever a certain song comes on.
Go back to talking about the Huntington Mall.
The question is, what party song do we use? And that's from Matilda. And Matilda, I have some bad news. You've chosen the wrong question. We see this sometimes.
I didn't know questions could be wrong.
Yeah. You've chosen the wrong question.
Are you here, Matilda? Yeah, sorry. No, that's fair. It's just, I'm thinking about the amount of effort that goes into choreographing a dance that you can bust out at events.
We all understand the impulse. Everyone wants
Absolutely,
to look like
yeah,
a dancing
we've all
queen.
Seen fucking a Goofy movie and thought like, yeah, that would be... Like, yeah, that's the dream. But at the same time, you work really hard to master this dance. How many times can you do it before your friends are just like, you show up to a party and you're like, hey, does anybody, you got Uptown Funk on that thing? And they're like, fuck, God.
Oh, good point, Griffin. So what you need to do, choreograph a dance.
That can work to any song?
Do it to any song. Song comes on, yeah, this one. Do the chicken dance, but it's not the chicken dance.
No, it's
not. Not the chicken dance, it's your own thing.
It's a turkey dance.
Matilda, you...
It's not great. It's the best joke I had.
Shit.
Matilda, I'm not sure you should do this thing. And I think that it would be pretty fun the first time, but I do think that there's going to be some devaluing and repetition with this, where you will feel very good about it the first time. And honestly, the first time, people are going to fucking nut about it. They're going to be...
Yeah.
They're going to be really stoked about it, and you'll feel stoked about it, and then you'll be like, those McElroy idiots, they don't know anything. And then it's going to be a funeral, or it's going to be... And that song's going to come on, and there's going to be a part of you that's like, this isn't appropriate. And there's going to be another part of you where it's like, we did practice a lot. Seems like a shame to miss it.
And this is maybe the only time I'm ever going to be at a funeral where they're playing Uptown Funk.
But the slow ballad version.
The slow acoustic
said,
Uptown Funk.
I said, Uptown Funk you up. I said, Uptown Funk you up. What if you pulled a move directly from 90s TV and just yelled, do the Matilda, and then just saw what everybody did. And whatever they did was now the Matilda.
That's the dance. I like that.
That's the Matilda now. Everybody going, that's the dance.
You know what else I like is... You get this dance going at a friend's wedding. Steal the fucking spotlight. Love that.
Take that, Derek.
And then you fucking pack your bags and you move away. I'm talking about you are now living an Incredible Hulk pretender-esque lifestyle, where it's just like, hey, yeah, I just moved here to Milwaukee. I need some new friends. You spend like a month ingratiating yourself, get invited to that new party, and then you're like, is this Uptown Funk? You fuck
no,
it up.
Garth Brooks is the dance, and we've told you that several times.
And then okay. It's like, where did Matilda go? Oh, moved to Phoenix. Had work there.
Let me suggest this. They play Uptown Funk. Natch. You dance to it bad.
Oh,
do a
no.
bad job. Everyone's like, move.
I thought they practiced this. That wasn't very good.
Yeah, this is bad, right? And then you turn to the DJ and you go, you know what? Give us one more shot.
Play Uptown Funk twice in a row. Professional DJ? Whose one charge is not doing that exact thing?
DJ sees something in your eyes. And he goes, you know what? Gonna give him a shot. And he plays it again, and everyone's like, didn't he just
play this? Is he okay?
But then,
how much did you
pay? They see you swing dance to it, which is, of course, the best dancing.
To Uptown Funk, muted. It's the best dance you can do is an old-timey swing dance.
It fits to any song.
Sure.
Have you not seen swing
dance? How about a Yahoo? This one was sent in by Level 9000, Yadru Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's from Yadru Answers users. What?
That's my 200th.
Oh, that's his 200th one.
Yeah! Yeah, come
here. Can we get a little bit of house lights, please?
Can we get the house lights up, please?
Can we get house lights up, please?
House lights. A little bit.
If that's possible, house lights.
House lights.
One sec.
House lights.
Ladies and gentlemen, Drew Davenport. All right, now back
all
to
right,
us.
Now let's do it.
Now,
hey,
listen,
wait a minute.
Drew's dead. It's our show now.
All right, let's do the question. Wait a minute. This one's super racist. Drew!
Drew, you milkshake duck us.
This one's asked by Yadru Answers user Sarah W., who asks, does Batman eat or drink while he is Batman, or does he wait until he is Bruce Wayne? I think... Travis is laughing for a very specific reason that we'll get into in a second. I think that Batman is in costume so long sometimes that he must at least drink water to keep himself hydrated. But my friend thinks that there must be a hydration IV in Batman's utility belt.
It's not fucking Dune!
That makes he's
not
a lot
in a Fremen suit!
That makes a lot of sense. Batman doesn't know how long he's going to be hiding up there when he's in the rafters or what have you. So he just wants the hydration built in. And a catheter, we must assume. My favorite Batman series is Batman, the catheter is assumed.
Yeah.
It only ran for a few issues. It was soundly rejected by critics, but it meant something to me, damn it.
Here's why I'm laughing. When Griffin and I were walking to the Adventure Zone show yesterday, we saw a guy in a full, like, Christian Bale Batman, Dark Knight Batman, ordering some Indian food. He was still wearing the cowl and everything.
And then we had a lot of fun with the rest of our walk of just like, are the samosas particularly spicy?
How spicy are the samosas?
Is the naan dairy free? This is fun. I would actually love to, like, I don't know how we do this, but I would love to hear from the audience about my favorite. This is my first time at Comic-Con, and it's been, thank you. I don't know why I'm thanking you. I came to a show. I did a thing. And the best heart other than watching Justin's face as he is slowly consumed by a mob of people racing to meet the cast of The Flash.
Quick side note, I was trying to cross the fucking floor and I hear, does anybody out there like The Flash? And then the
answer from everyone on Earth was, yeah.
And then I hear, welcome to the stage, the cast of The Flash. And I look up and just like a fucking omen of death, there's John Wesley Shipp just staring back at me. It might also have been Grant Gustin. And I have a hard time telling them apart. They look so similar, their father and son. And they're looking down at me and I realize, oh God. I can see them so good. And then I turn around and it's just like this mob of iPhones raised high in the air, squishing me and my dad as we tried to get away from the show floor and get out of there. And we were almost killed by this horde of people trying to see the cast of this show.
I'm sorry,
you might
also
call it a... No, Travis, you don't, because I'm going to be the first to say flash mob out loud.
No. No, I'm sorry. Our dad has just texted us. Our dad has just texted us mid-show. I saw a Golden Age Flash riding on one of those pedal thingies yesterday.
That's very good. Golden Age Flash in a pedicab is funny on a lot of different levels. But this is my favorite thing of Comic-Con is cosplay people as characters doing mundane things that it is so inappropriate. And
yeah.
this is all time, maybe funniest thing I've ever fucking seen in my whole life. And I feel uncomfortable conjuring the specter of this scene here during this live show, because it's going to be funnier than anything that we could possibly say. When we were at the Marriott pool bar the other day, I was walking outside and I passed by a table and there was Dumbledore and he was eating out of a styrofoam to-go box some buffalo wings.
We saw Pepsi Man peeing in
a
urinal.
We saw Pepsi Man piss in the bathroom. As soon as we got here, day one, we're like, let's go to the bathroom before we get into it. And there was fucking Pepsi Man, just like pissing.
That's become my new favorite thing. See these really intricate cosplays. And like, that's great. And then the first time they walk in the bathroom, they have to go, fuck.
Fuck. If you've got a really good one.
Can we get house lights?
House lights for a second. If you've got a really good one.
That's cosplay character doing an
really
awesome
good.
Mundane thing.
Yeah. Two, super, it has to be superhero doing a mundane thing. Two, it has to be real. If you lie, we'll know. And three, it has to be short. If you have something fitting that description.
Uh-oh, not as many takers as I thought there would be for this.
We have microphones somewhere, right?
You can also just shout it. I don't think the mics are out just yet.
Okay, hold on. Wait. I'm just going to. Right here.
That's
okay,
pretty
Raven
good.
With her
That's pretty good.
Her
Joseph
shoulder.
Is the Raven. You had to put your cape over your shoulder when you went to the restroom. I felt weird repeating that, but
that's fine. Right there in the back.
Oh shit!
Hold on. We have to repeat these things into the microphone. Griffin, what did he see?
You saw a guy dressed as Sasuke from Naruto get arrested. Now I will say this. I've never been arrested and taken to jail, but if I was, I would love to be dressed up like a Naruto character.
I saw last night walking down the street with my friends Paul and Storm, I saw a superhero bunched up vomiting. And I saw a lot of other superheroes walk by without helping.
This is specifically what Uncle Ben was talking about.
This is my favorite parable, Jesus. Thank you for sharing it with me. I had a little bit right here. Hold on, I'm pointing at this
person. Hold on, we'll do the balcony in a second.
Saw Batman
petting
a ferret.
Pretty
Batman
good.
Just like Batman
a ferret.
Balcony, yes.
Dr. Manhattan eating a hot dog.
You fucking teleport to Jupiter. What are you doing?
Right there. Princess Belle complaining about her boyfriend on a cell phone. Right there. I'm looking. Yes. Yes, you and then the person who's right next to you. You first. You're standing up.
Yeah, you're doing
good.
It. You're doing it.
A Power Ranger.
There was a twist right there at the end.
In his crotch. Excellent.
When
Excellent.
They did that, did the fucking Megazord show up? Oh.
Oh.
No, oh, nice. Getting okay, well, good number. For them.
Excellent. All right, right behind you, like two rows back. Yes.
Yeah, drunk Naruto barfing down the front, just like Naruto does.
I've never seen Naruto.
I have one.
Yes, Travis?
Yes, Travis.
I saw a Harley Quinn and the Joker that she was with calling her mom to be picked up.
That's extremely good.
That made me pretty
like
happy.
A dog chasing my mom's car. I wouldn't know what to do with it if I caught it. I'd get in her mid-sized sedan. And I'd go back
to home in time for meatloaf.
And I'd go back to dad's house because it's every other weekend. Right there, yes, stand up, yes.
Okay, everybody be cool.
Okay, be cool, I don't need to hear the story.
What?
Get the fuck right out.
PETA called the cops on the furry convention?
That doesn't fit within the context of our thing, but I very much appreciate this. Hold on, wait, time out. I'm sensing there's more. Yeah, the LAPD officer.
That's what I expected. There's a cop going, and what do
What is
I...
it?
And who do I arrest?
I can't arrest a fucking dog. Hold up. Yo.
I think that's
all. Yo. Furries can do infinite crime. This guy's holding my fucking plasma screen television that he just took out of my house. What are you talking about? That's a big dog. Wasting
nice
my time.
Try. That's a panda. Should we?
Yeah, let's call okay. it for now. Thank Listen. You all very much for your fun stories. We're gonna go take an intermission, and then we'll be back and we'll do some audience stuff.
So thank you. We'll be right back.
All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Do you think they can hear that airplane?
Maybe.
We're sleeping on the tarmac tonight. We're having an old tarmac camp out here in Los Angeles at the beautiful Los Angeles X Airport. I don't know why they call it that.
Hey, I want to call it the LA Airport. Put an X on there.
Yeah, all it makes right, it better. Fine. All the kids are in the X Games right now. It's a very hot airport. Thanks for listening to the live show that we just did.
Where?
Here in San Diego.
Here in California.
Yeah, on the West Coast.
But up on it from where we are now at the beautiful LAX Airport. Let's tell them what we got them money-wise.
I got you a slice of something right here, and it's called Squarespace. If you want to make a website about how good this episode is, you're not going to be able to find an easier, more pleasurable, streamlined way of doing it than Squarespace.
Very horny process. There's a lot of sort of on their website, a lot of very sexy stick art.
It's a hypersexual
hyperlink
experience. You can create a beautiful website with Squarespace's award-winning templates and all-in-one platform. Nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. Make your next move with Squarespace. Also, they got if you're a bit of a neophyte, you might need a little bit of help. Squarespace provides award-winning 24/7 customer support. Now you can get a free trial and 10% off your first purchase if you go to squarespace.com/mybrother. That address one more time, squarespace.com/mybrother.
I would like to tell you about Audible. I am a big and longtime fan of Audible. Audiobooks are about the only way I read nowadays. I know. I'm too busy to do stuff with my hands. I just got these two ears. I don't know why I'm doing this voice. Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audio programs from leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. Audible content is downloaded and played back on your smartphone, portable device, or your PC. You might enjoy, I just read The Disaster Artist, as written by and narrated by Greg Sestero.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Ooh, highly recommend.
Audible is offering our listeners a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/mybrother, all one word, browse their unmatched selection of audio programs, download a free title, and start listening. Is that easy? Just go to audible.com/mybrother. It's audible.com/mybrother. Get started today.
Do you love Harry Potter?
Yes.
Good.
You don't understand.
No.
I'm in love with Mr. Potter.
Do you love Mr. Potter? Then you should check out You're a Wizard, Harry.
Oh, there's another airplane. Don't get caught up in the jets of it.
It's a Harry Potter podcast where friends recap the books and discuss everything Harry Potter. Currently, they are on Prisoner of Azkaban. If you love drama, you won't want to miss the trivia rounds, during which the hosts vie for the Quizzitch Cup.
Oh, nice.
Nice. And generally get mad at each other. If you want to find
it... Oh, I hope it's not too serious.
Guy, they keep a light. You know them. You can search for Your Wizard, Harry, on iTunes, or you can go to geeklyinc.com to find out more.
I love, by the way, Justin's impression of Gary Sinise doing an impression of Hagrid.
Your Wizard,
I was going to say Rip Torn doing an impression of Hagrid.
It's much more Gary Sinise. I have a personal Jumbotron message. This one's for Morgan, and it's from Andrew Jose, or Jose, who says, since I have no idea when this message will be up, we'll combine all of the 2017 things it can possibly hit. Congrats on getting into grad school, I hope. A little cold shot there, Andrew Jose, although I'm sure Morgan pulled it off. Happy birthday, good luck at Camp Hollywood and ILHC, and Merry Christmas. But above all, I hope this message finds you full of happiness. Love, Andrew.
I like the intern there, Andrew. You know what, but you know what really matters?
The friends happiness. We made along the way.
We have some very, very important things that we need you to know about. First, Monday night, we are on an episode of At Midnight with Chris Hardwick.
Earlier today, we can say that.
Earlier today. Well, when you listen to this, last night, whatever.
If we sound loosey-goosey, we're coming down off of that being on TV, the national television, for first time stress.
But you should go check it out on the Comedy Central website. And if you like it, tell other people to watch it.
Yeah.
Other stuff. Oh, we're doing... Can we talk about...
Yeah, we should.
All right, we're doing live shows. This fall, we're doing a lot of live shows.
Yeah.
All over.
Yeah, so basically, we are going to be putting tickets on sale this Friday at noon local time to the different locations. We are going on tour two on September 8th, Brooklyn, New York at the King's Theater, September 9th, Washington, D.C. at the Lisner Auditorium, September 10th in Boston at the Wilbur Theater.
And then October, we're coming down south. October 20th, we're going to be the Cobb Energy Theater, I guess? Is that a field?
I don't know. Cobb Energy.
Sounds serious. That's in Atlanta, Georgia. And then on the 21st, we're going to be doing Mabim Bam in Nashville at Andrew Jackson Hall. And then on the 22nd, the day after, we're going to be doing, also at Andrew Jackson Hall in Nashville, The Adventure Zone.
November, we're hitting the Chicago Theater on November 17th. You can guess what that city that's in. The Orpheum Theater in Minneapolis on November 18th. And the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee on November 19th.
Finish up along in conjunction, I would say, in the time schedule with PodCon in December, we will be doing an Adventure Zone live at the Pantages Theater in Tacoma, Washington, December 8th. So all those tickets are going on sale this Friday at noon, local to the times where the cities are.
If you live in one of those cities or you want to get there for one of those shows, we have no quality control we could possibly do with any of these things. So like, be online and ready to buy tickets ahead of time, and like, may the odds be ever in your favor. I hope everything goes well, but it's kind of way beyond our pay grade. So
we're gonna have links to all these if you go to McElroyShows.com. We'll have a
McElroy. Yeah, we'll have a header tours,
and you can click that and get the links. But it'll be noon your time on Friday, this Friday. Even the shows in December go on sale this Friday.
We'll tweet the links and everything too.
Yep. Yeah. Good luck, and we love you. And
please come out and tell everybody, because they're big shows, and we haven't been to some of these places before at all. So we just want to make sure to see everybody, because sometimes it takes a long time in between us doing this stuff. So
yeah,
come on out.
I think that's it, yeah?
Yep.
Enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you to everybody who came out. We had a lot of fun. And everybody who came out for the At Midnight taping. That was a really, really cool thing.
Hoot and a half. Hoot and a half.
Do you love books? Want to get more out of all that reading you do?
I'm Bria Grant.
And I'm Mallory O'Mara.
Join us every Thursday on Reading Glasses, where we help you read better.
Reading Glasses is a show about book culture, teaching you how to enhance your literary life and solve your bookish problems, like,
how do you get out of a reading slump?
What's the best book light to use in bed while your partner is trying to sleep?
Where do you hide the bodies of the people who talk while you're trying to read?
In the basement of my apartment building.
Ooh, that's a good place.
Let Bria and I improve your reading life every Thursday on Reading Glasses, Maximum Fun's new culture podcast. Learn how to read better.
Hey, Jigga jigga joo 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 joo. Welcome everybody to Munch Squad. It's a show within a show. Normally the podcast is just my brother and me, but today it's the Munch Squad.
This is like the 10th time you've done Munch Squad. It was not a good transition.
Thanks, Dad. Today's Munch Squad was submitted to us by one Sydney McElroy.
It's funny. She doesn't care for my brother and me so much. Huge Munch Squad fan.
Yeah. Deep in the squad.
Whoever makes those Munch Squad only YouTube cuts, Sydney sure appreciates that.
Applebee's has introduced a new topped and loaded menu.
Wait, Applebee's eating good in the neighborhood?
That's the one, except it's not that.
It's eating bad in the neighbor sad.
Thanks. Okay, the thing I enjoy about the topped and loaded menu is that when, as I say the words to you, it's going to sound normal. And then your brain is going to start processing it, and you're going to realize that that is not the case. Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and Bar today unveils Topped and Loaded, a limited time lineup of craveable, customizable entrees. Starting at only $10.99 at participating restaurants, the Topped and Loaded menu features four protein choices. Let me just say, so appetizing. Three delicious toppers and four side options, giving guests an abundance of mouth-watering combinations to choose from. Guests are invited to explore a variety of options and build their perfect meal. If this is your perfect meal, please. My last meal, I want it to be topped and loaded.
Let's be bad.
Let's be bad.
I mean,
do you want dessert? Well, we did kill 18 people.
I was very bad when I did all the murders, and I'm going to continue being bad. Top and load that shit.
It says they can build their perfect meal in these three simple steps. Oh, boy. You know you got a real hit on your hands when there's a flow chart for your dinner. So you start with your protein base. It says that. Like Soylent. Like start with A, chicken breast. B, bone-in pork chop. Nice. It's bone-in. Never mind. 6 ounce USDA choice top sirloin or 8 ounce USDA choice top sirloin. All right. I don't know how my hunger differentiates between the exact same 6 or 8 ounce steak, but here we go.
You know what? I'm hungry, but I'm only 3/4 as hungry as I might be.
Actually, can you shave 1 ounce off the 8? Because I feel like a 7.
I'm 7 ounces hungry.
You got to pour the 8 into the 6 ounce, and what's left...
It's like the Die Hard puzzle.
Excuse me, I saw you shave 1 ounce off of his steak. I want a 7, but I ordered a 6. Can I have his ounce? So we all have 7s. Then you're going to pick your topper on your protein, and here are the options. C, the Cajun shrimp topper, which includes blackened shrimp, sauteed onions, and savory lemon butter.
I feel kind of bad for shrimp that it didn't make the protein base cut.
Bacon beer cheese topper.
Fuck.
That's made of Blue Moon white cheddar cheese, beer cheese, spared no expense.
This is just called the goodbye option.
Nah, that one's next. Bacon, crispy onions, and fresh green onions. Hey, Applebee's, I trust you to put something fresh on my topped and loaded about as far as I can throw you, but thank you. It's very sweet of you to write. And finally, the marinara mozzarella stick topper. And then it says, the next part of the sentence is consisting of, and it's like, yeah, I fucking get it. You fucking assholes, I know what you're doing. Crispy mozzarella sticks, classic marinara sauce, and a Parmesan cream sauce.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
How do you get a steak and you put mozzarella sticks on it and then you put marinara on it and someone's like, there's something missing. I could do more.
Here's the thing. I am not above ordering mozzarella sticks as an appetizer, and then a steak as the dinner. But if the server tripped, and dropped the app plate on the steak plate, I would say, redo that.
Please. Yeah, try.
Try again.
Try again.
This isn't fine. This is, no, my, is there, not fine.
I have to ask a question of this character. Is there a limit to Let's Be Bad where they put mozzarella sticks on a steak and then they put marinara sauce on the sticks and then they put a fucking Parmesan cream sauce on top of the other sauce? Would Let's Be Bad see that and say, like,
well, here's the...
Nobody's that bad.
It's the difference between Let's Be Bad and Let's Fuck Up.
But what does Applebee's have to say for themselves?
We're sorry.
We did it bad.
We're so,
I don't know.
So sorry.
Our Topped and Loaded menu gives guests what they've always wanted. A cheap,
if they really admit it, look within yourself.
It gives our guests what they've always wanted, a cheap and easy death. A swift, painful passing from this thing they call mortality.
A mozzarella escape.
A mozzarella mortality escape.
To show up in front of St. Peter's pearly gates and have him say, "You look like shit."
What? Did you do the Parmesan
what
sauce?
Happened?
Jesus.
You smell like ass. You gave the porn. You're going to hell. I hate this. Gave them what they always wanted. The chance to top one favorite with another to discover a creative and tasty spin on a classic. Hey, how's your fucking bucket list going? Pretty bad, it seems. Just the one item on there, the one thing you've always wanted, is to put mozzarella sticks on an Applebee's steak and then marinara sauce and cream sauce? Fuck off.
The steak's pretty good, but what bums me out is it stops here. But what if it stopped here?
Thomas Yoon, the executive chef of Applebee's,
says, "I quit. I'm done. This is it. I knew you would push me too far at some point, and this is it. I've never quit in a press release before, but..."
I love Thomas. He's my new guy, because he gets audacious here. For example, pairing the chicken breast with the marinara mozzarella stick topper with the Parmesan cream sauce is a deconstructed and reinvented chicken Parmesan.
Is that sentence... Are there a weird string of capitalized letters in there where it's perhaps a secret message, like, they've got me trapped in the bunker? Please send help.
Please send broccoli or...
broccoli or...
celery at this point. We'll take it.
You want me to bread it?
No, please. And reinvented chicken Parmesan that satisfies and delights the taste buds in a way that is... uniquely Applebee's. Thomas Yoon, on this, we can agree.
Jesus! That was the worst Sonic experience I've ever had.
I am legitimately sorry. I got a little choked.
Let's do audience questions. Can we get lights up? Don't come down just yet. We'll just raise your hand and we'll call you up, sort of Prices Right style.
Hold on, before we call anybody. We have one rule.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what it is? Okay, now you might hear that and think, okay, but mine, no.
Yeah, not just one. And if you start it with, "I know this sounds like a bummer, but..."
Let's do left. Let's just work our way across, and then a balcony. I'm sorry, we have nothing for you.
If you've got a really good one, come down to the lobby and just listen.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, left side. What's up? Nothing, I guess.
Wait, yeah, no, that person who was getting pointed at by another person with a sword. Yes. The only person in that whole section with their hand up.
Yeah. You, the first person who said, yes, you're good.
Yes.
Come on down.
Yes. It
Come
continues
on.
To be
Hi.
You.
I fucking love, this is the only show we've ever done where Travis said, the person with the sword pointing at somebody else, and there were like six people, like, nice.
It's down here.
It's down here. It's right by the steps.
It's down here.
Can we get a little bit more hands on?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's your name?
Jerick.
Hi, we've met you at the booth. The signing thing. Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Not bad.
Are you having fun at the con? What have you seen?
You guys?
Okay, good.
Fair. What's your question, Jared?
Sounds like a pretty shitty con so far.
Hey, I was emotional.
Okay.
So I have this thing where multiple times, random people that I've never met before, they think they know me, and they'll go, oh, start waving, or like, I think I remember you from somewhere. And some of them are so excited to see me, they go up and give me a hug.
Oh, okay.
And then when they pull away, they see my frightened face. And then they're like, I thought I knew you. What's the best way of diffusing the situation? God.
Where are you at that that's happening? A hug, but I'm not going to look at your face first.
It's happened at like school and Comic-Con and just when I'm out at...
Jericho, I live with social anxiety, which the main way it manifests is like, I don't know what to fucking say to people, especially meeting new people. I have no idea. Maybe you should stop looking this incredible gift in the mouth. Like, or gift horse, rather. That's the expression.
Don't look a gift in the mouth.
Don't look a gift
said.
In the mouth. This person has come up and hugged you. I think you got a friendship brewing right there.
Yeah, yeah. It's way better rather than your frightened face if they pull back and you're going,
I don't just, know you.
Well, just stare them dead in the eyes and be like, welcome aboard.
Shall we exchange contact info?
It may seem you've gotten on the wrong train now, but look around you. Maybe it's the perfect, not where you want
it. I see you've met my...
So I think just lean into it and make a new friend.
Do lean into the hug. Push them down.
Yeah, what do you do with the hug? Because a hug is a two-person thing usually, unless it's bad. Do you return it, or...?
Well, I try and, like, kind of be like, yeah, we're friends, but it's like...
That's good of you.
Yeah, that's very kind.
That's very sweet, Jerick.
I just don't want to give it, like, too much of a... Oh, yeah, we're definitely this close.
Don't be the first one to break that contact, though.
And I like how you leave a little mystery in there. That's nice.
We were at a party earlier today, and I was getting up to leave and go to the hotel, and I was sitting at a table, and some dude came in and took my seat. And I guess Dad was also about to leave, and he leaned over this gentleman and then caught himself and then saw me standing up and said, like, oh, I was just about to kiss this man on the head because I was leaving. And the man, the gentleman was a bald gentleman. And so, like, I kind of think Dad just wanted to kiss a stranger on the... Yeah. He just saw a very nice-looking head and was like, oh, don't mind if I... So it could be much, 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 much worse is what I'm saying.
So
is it possible that there's someone out in the world impersonating you?
Oh, shit.
I've suspected that.
Jerick alike.
Or worse, maybe it's you.
Memento! So you, anyway, you got memento disease. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, glad we can help.
It turned out okay for them in the movie. I think I haven't seen it.
I can't remember how it ends.
Yeah.
Anyway, does that help?
Definitely.
Cool.
Thanks. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yes. Yes. You and the yes. You
yes,
with
the Angus.
Yes. I always get so uncomfortable because sometimes I think people are cosplaying as Angus McDonald, but then that could just be your fashion. And if that's the case, like, fucking
that
cool.
is my favorite Comic-Con game, cosplay or weird fashion choice.
Not weird. No, hey, come
Not
on.
Not weird. Dope.
Bold. Sorry.
Honestly.
Bold.
Okay.
Hello, sirs.
Okay, so it is an Angus McDonald situation. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Alexi from Oxnard.
Hi.
Hello.
One more time, sorry.
From the knowledge.
Alexi. Everybody was talking. Everyone, please, 1 second.
My name's Alexi. It's Russian, but I'm Mexican. I have really weird parents.
Okay. Ooh.
But Groovy. you did clarify you're from Oxnard, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome. Okay. What is your question?
So I think I have a terrific, like, fun on stage experience when it comes to other people, but I have no capabilities of, like, doing improv or anything alone, and okay. I want to be a stand-up comedian all my life, and you guys have done community theater and everything.
Sure.
I've done none of that, and I want to see if you have any advice for
Okay. Wait, stop. Turn the microphone around.
That's good.
All right.
All right.
Can I tell you something? This is great. What I love about this is the first time you do stand-up comedy, you're going to fail, right?
It's why I've never done it once. So, nice try, God.
So
you'll never catch me.
Do. Here's what we're going to do. I want you.
Oh, shit. Don't do this. No, Trav.
No. Hear me out.
Allow me to fail, Griffin.
Hear me out. Say the first thing that pops in your head and everybody boo Alexei.
No, don't boo
Alexei. Trust me.
This is nothing.
Trust me, what you're doing is nothing. Do it. Say it. Whatever.
How about airplane food? Am I right?
God.
I don't like it either.
All right. Now you got that out of the way. Now say the first thing that comes to mind. Everybody laugh your fucking faces off.
I love traffic.
And just
good.
Like that, you're on the upswing,
yeah,
right?
Okay, look at that.
Now that you've gotten rid of the yips, I'm going to give you a tight one, just a one-minute set.
Oh, boy.
And listen,
this is not what I prepared for.
Alexei, no help is coming.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
This is going to be a long 60 seconds, but I swan to John I'm not saying a word. Okay? So you got to hang in there.
Wait. Before we start, Alexei, I'm going to offer you a ripcord.
Yeah.
Out of this horrible,
the chance, you can put the mic back.
Hell yeah,
that's my dude.
Right.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
How's everyone doing tonight?
Wait, hold on. Justin was walking you on. Hold on.
Are you trying to hog my spotlight right now?
I was going to get you on. Hold on one second.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Alexei.
Okay. And go.
All right, so everyone joined Comic-Con. Pretty good, right? Pretty good. I'm a cosplayer myself, and, like, you know, I've done a few things and stuff. The worst experience I've had doing that, though, is I was, like, a little Robin cosplayer. I had little tights on and everything. It was fantastic. And then I got diarrhea. So for the last half of the con, I shoved toilet paper down the back of my pants. And I really just refused to stand up anywhere, but I got tons of kids asking me to take pictures with them. Boy, was it hard to look a kid in the face and go, no, I'm not doing that. I really can't, because there's doodle up in this little thing. So I try not to cosplay anymore.
10 seconds, bring it home.
Unless I got underwear on, and let me tell you, MeUndies is a great sponsor. Sponsor me right now, and they're great. Aren't they fantastic?
Okay, Alexei.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alexei.
Alexei. Alexei. Here's $20. Ladies and gentlemen. Okay, no, well, you'll just keep the $20. But congratulations, Alexei is now a professional stand-up comedian.
Thank you.
That's the most we've ever helped someone ever.
Fix the whole thing. Thanks, Alexei.
You didn't
just put
money.
That back right
there. No, you gotta take the money.
That
was the whole gesture. You gotta take the
you fucking
gotta
take
money.
Take a picture with me after the show.
Okay. We need the next.
No, you don't get to keep it. You get to give it to
Alexei. Alexei, if you don't take that
he's
$20.
He's a good guy.
Okay.
All right.
It's his money. He can do what he wants with it.
All right. Right side. Let's go a little bit further back. There's somebody jumping up and down in the aisles. Yep. Jumping up and down. Way on the way back. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
You got it.
Ba-dum-bum, ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, it's you. You can stop pointing at your face. I promise it's you.
Still me?
I promise. Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry. We were pointing.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
This is awkward.
What's your name?
I'm Nine, like the number.
Hi, Nine.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Cool.
What's that members only jacket?
What?
That's a sweet jacket. I like it. Oh.
No, ducktail shirt, like, too. Like that's choice. Yeah. Okay.
So, I've been collecting, like toys, like action figures and, like, plushies since I was, like, in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a pretty substantial collection right now. But the thing is that I have a niece now who comes and visits me a lot. And she's really little, and she always, like, wants to, like, touch everything. And for right now, she knows pretty much, like, you know, I have, like, some stuff. And I'm like, no, not that stuff. But what I'm worried about is when she grows up, she's going to be like, well, why can't I play with those toys?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have to tell her, you know, those are my grown-up toys.
I'm new to this whole taking care of a kid thing. Don't use the phrase grown-up toys. Yeah. It will not go well.
I'm so torn because part of me wants to be like, I mean, there's like fucking movie, the fucking Toy Story 2 mode, just like toys are supposed to be played with, take them out of the box. But at the same time, like, no, that's...
I guarantee my, like, Harry Houdini action figure is like, I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Please don't let your baby gum on me.
That's a mech I built for 2 weeks from Neon Genesis Evangelion. You don't know how to play with that. You would be bad at playing with that. You're not ready to play with that.
The thing is that I have been buying, like, more, like, toys that she can play with. Because, like, I do want to kind of share that kind of stuff.
Well,
you
also,
just put those low. You put the good ones high.
Yeah, let's
fine.
Be real. You bought those to keep her away from the goods. The premium toys.
Yeah. So I was just wondering how I'm supposed to have that conversation with her.
All you have to do is, like, make a bright, no, like, a bright light and a noise. That's a child.
Travis, you're giving some fucking, like, My Cat from Hell Jackson Galaxy shit, like... Give her shelves that she can play with, but then you have your adult shelves with your adult toys.
Just look the kids in the eye and say, that one's made of knives. I know it doesn't look like it's made of knives, but there's knives all through it.
Actually, with a lot of those Evangelion mechs, it's actually probably not too far off.
That's true.
Knife Dad is a beloved...
Please don't reference things that's I'm not
a,
on.
That's just a knife thing. Travis hates it when we talk about Monster Factory.
It's just not my IP.
This is stuff. Okay, has there been... Let me ask you this. Has there been an infraction?
You mean, like, has something gotten, like, broken or...
Yes.
Off? Something almost did, and it was really hard to find. I got really nervous.
What was it?
There's, like, this little piece that was attached to one of the toys, and she was messing with it, and it came off, and I was looking everywhere because I have carpet in my room, and I couldn't find it, and I was freaking out. But I found it, so it was okay. It was okay, but...
You had me on tenterhooks!
But it was pretty touch and go there for a while.
Can you?
How about you just, like, don't let her in your house?
Maybe it's more of an outside kid, you know?
Got you some sidewalk chalk. Here's a bubble mower. Get out of my face. I gotta put together this sword. Is that still a thing people do?
Yeah, they build
people
swords.
Still swords. You know, it's does that help?
Yeah. Right, cool.
Thank you.
Help. We're probably going to do like one or two more because it's almost tomorrow.
Right there with both your hands. You stand up and I'll tell you if it's you. Yes, it's you.
No,
come on down.
No.
Middle
no,
of the...
Yeah. No. Gray shirt. Right.
Gray shirt. There's
gray shirt.
Wait, is wait, your shirt gray. Not gray?
We're putting at three different fucking people.
You, yes.
Gray shirt.
Come
gray
on out.
Gray shirt.
Come on out.
Yes.
No. Wait, no, 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 both. No. Both.
No, you're next.
You're next.
Okay, you're next.
Yes.
You're next.
Stan,
there has to be a better way to do this.
Everyone, please get a number like at an auction. All right.
But you're next. You're in the
batter's plate.
Yeah. You're on deck.
You're
Thank
in the batter's
you.
Plate. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
Morgan.
Hi, Morgan.
Hi.
What's your question?
So I just graduated from college.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thanks.
It's our show, okay?
Yeah. Hey, come on.
What was your degree?
Biology.
Nice.
Cool.
So, science.
Couldn't
huh?
have majored in something funny for us to joke about.
Rubber chickens and farts? It was a double major in rubber chickens and farts.
I majored in the water bottle flip.
Nice. Oh, nice.
No, so my dad got me these, for my graduation gift, these like 12 little wind-up Jesuses. And I don't know why. And I don't know what to
Let Morgan finish.
And he just, like, sat there with this really triumphant look on his face, like it was, like, some inside joke that we have and it wasn't. So I don't... Now I just have one fell out of my bag earlier at a 7-Eleven. It was really awkward.
All right. Follow-up question. Been holding those G's eye all night?
Yeah. I brought three for you guys, because then I only have 9 to deal with. So
Hell yeah.
Oh, are these your fucking horcruxes? Oh, wait, they do fun stuff.
Oh, they do backflips.
Well, after he gave them to me, he stared at me for a minute, and then he went, they don't walk on water, and then he just...
Oh, man. Mine's broken.
Oh, no.
I got a bum Jesus. Okay, first things first.
The sound is awful.
Yeah.
No!
Apologies to the woman sitting in front of us.
You just gave away a fourth of these, and you're a sucker because these are awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
God, that's a weird pull from your dad, though, for real. Can I tell you? Here's my theory.
Because it's...
This is what I would do.
Okay.
Were I in a scenario. I can't think of a good gift. I wish I could think of an inside joke gift. Oh, you know what would be funny? If I pretend like it's an inside joke, but I just have some shit someone else gave me.
I want to flash forward 15 years to the episode of Antiques Roadshow where they're like, if only you had all 12 wind-up Jesuses.
Wait, you have nine?
You have nine?
What happened to the other three?
How the fuck do you have three Jesuses?
If you look on the foot, you can see that these are cast by Jesus himself. He was a carpenter. Do you remember... Morgan, do you remember the first words out of your mouth? Come on.
Getting help. I'll put them next to this mic.
Do you remember? I'm getting it in the monitor, and it's hell on earth. Do you remember the first words you said to him after he handed you 12 Jesuses? Did he maybe read the Bible really fast and think, okay, 12 Jesus, yeah, I get it. Blah, 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 blah. There were 12
Take
of them.
Take these toys. They are my tiny selves.
Yeah, whatever. Fine.
Actually, the... First thing I think I did was put it in my mouth, and then I did a Griffin's Amiibo.
Oh, good, good.
Okay, good.
That's pretty good.
And I'm sure everyone there was like, oh, I love that franchise.
Oh, I get it.
I definitely get that one.
Actually, I think pretty much everyone there.
Oh, you have cool friends. Yeah. thank you for the Jesuses, and I hope we helped in some
there
degree. All right. All right, this is probably the last one because it's now Sunday.
Oh,
that's his day.
Hey, Hi. How's it going?
Hey, how's it going? Happy Sunday.
Hey, thanks. Thank you.
Same to you.
First, Justin, were you at Comedy Bang Bang 2 days ago?
No.
Saw a guy that looked like you, and cool. I was too scared to say anything.
That was Dustin.
Really glad you didn't say hi.
He was kind of a dick, so yeah. That sounds like a Dustin thing.
Shoot.
It might have been me now that I think about it.
What is your name? What's your name?
All right. What was that?
What's your name?
James.
Sorry. James.
Hi. Hi, Amanda.
James, why do you
Hi, Amanda.
Have...
It does say Idaho on your shirt.
I'm Idaho. My girlfriend and I are cosplaying
as
Lisa.
States.
No, Lisa and Ralph
oh,
from The
okay,
Simpsons.
Oh, okay, now I get it.
We were doing Simpsons trivia earlier, and we won.
Hey, congrats.
Yay! And we won best costumes, so there we go. All right, my question.
Is it Simpsons trivia? Because I'll fucking tank.
What's the name of the ice cream shop in Springfield?
I have no fucking idea. Is this real?
Well, no, it's real. Phineas Cube Butterfat's Old Time Confectionery.
I would ask the audience, but I'm afraid the building would explode.
So what's your question?
So...
Wait, what's the ice cream song?
Phineas Cube Butterfat's old-time confectionery.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
That was a question?
It means nothing.
I'm assuming that's from one of the later seasons.
It's early. All right.
Question.
So for my job, I have to plan a donor party.
Okay.
And it just so happened to be planned that it was going to be the day before my birthday. So I jokingly included a birthday cake in the catering and the budget and got it all approved.
Oh, no.
So,
Shoot.
Wait, I'm going to stop you right there. You can't jokingly do something and then...
Yeah, let's strip away the artifice. You bought yourself a company birthday cake,
okay,
and I love it.
I bought myself a birthday cake.
I celebrate it, but let's just look this in the face.
Am I good?
In order for me to answer this, I have to know if you don't say your last name from this point forward.
I will not.
Enjoy working at the company that you work with.
I love it.
Oh, well, shit.
This would have been way easier and way funnier if you hadn't. Hey, listen, what's your rep at the office? Like, are you, like, the bad boy or what's up?
Lovable rogue.
I'm kind of the bad boy. I was a new guy for a long time, and then we just hired two new people.
You didn't say that like someone who's kind of a bad. I'm kind of a bad.
It's also hard to say. It's also hard to say I'm kind of a bad boy while cosplaying as Ralphie from The Simpsons. How much was it a fucking like Cake Boss cake or like what are we talking about?
No, it's like a big box store. Fuck it, it's Costco. It's like, sheet cake.
Like all a Kroger, right. It's got that Kroger Whippy on there.
Yeah, I mean it's.
You guys don't have Krogers around level. Here. Fucking forget me. Sorry.
Ralph's.
Ralph's. Yeah.
Ralph's got good cake or what's up? Ralph's is Kroger.
I've got a Seinfeld response on that one. I think. Did anybody else eat the cake?
Oh, the party hasn't happened yet.
Oh shit.
Are you planning on sharing the cake, or is it just a James cake?
So now this is the thing, because I know you guys have very strong opinions on surprising yourself.
Yeah. So, it's impossible. Is that what you mean?
That's not how brains work.
So now I have to act surprised and be really amped and say, guys, did you do this for me?
Okay.
Oh wait. You did not give me a grift alert. I did not know there was a grift happening. I thought you were going to own this.
Different deal. If you pull that off, like, oh my God, you guys, that's the fucking best.
Now that's so good.
This is it. Then.
Do you want to, when is this party? Because we will, I swear to God, we will hold this episode for a year.
Oh, misspell your name on the case.
Yes. So good.
Then you get them to feel guilty for something they didn't do.
Really, guys?
Really, guy? Really? With a G? Honestly.
That's just games.
It does actually say to the office bad boy.
I mean, if you weren't the bad boy before, you are gonna be once they've all eaten your grift cake.
I'm so excited for you. This is going to be the most delicious cake anybody's
ever
eaten.
So I'm going to spin this into a grift. Thank you.
Oh, no, yeah, you already did. And don't pretend like you didn't this whole time. It's a fucking grift.
It
time.
Was your idea. It was your grift, dude. Own it.
I just wanted to be validated.
Well, does that help?
Yep.
Okay. Enjoy the cake.
Thank you.
Enjoy your cake.
I think that's going to do it. Thank you to the Balboa. It's been completely fucking rad to do shows here two nights in a row.
Yeah.
Thank you to our dad for doing our intro for us. Thank you to John Roderick from John Long Winters for the use of our theme song. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. That was fucking so cool.
Hey, so Monday night we're gonna be on at midnight.
Yeah.
So if y'all wanna like watch that,
I think
then,
it comes
like,
on at 11:30.
I don't think that's a joke.
That sounds like a joke,
yeah, but
it's
please
not.
Don't tweet like they were so bad they had to cancel the show.
Please.
Like, it's not very
and
funny.
This is specifically to the 2,000 people who already tweeted that.
It's real funny. But anyway, please watch because we'll do our best. I don't know. We'll see. Thank you all so much for coming.
Yeah, and for sticking around so late. How about that final?
Oh, I also want to say I'm real sorry that we sold out of posters. We thought we had
yeah,
more than
we fucked up. We never know how
too,
many to do.
Too kind and generous, and you bought too much stuff. So
we'll do
we're
better
very
next
sorry.
Time.
We'll do better next time.
Here's a final Yahoo sent in by Seth Carlson. Thank you, Seth.
Woo!
Seth sits in some bangers. It's by Yahoo. Fuck.
Yeah. Say
well,
it.
No, it sucks now.
Say it.
It's from Shrek. Because it was funny before, but now that I know it's Shrek, it's probably... Anyway. If Spider-Man shoots webs from his hand and Batman shoots bats from his hand, what does the Hulk shoot from his hand?
My name is Justin McElroy. My name is Travis.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips. Peace, bye.
Hey guys, this is Adam Conover. You may know me from my True TV show, Adam Ruins Everything. Well, guess what? Now we're doing a podcast version right here on Maximum Fun. What we do is we take all the interesting, fascinating experts that we talk to for just a couple minutes on the show, and we sit with them for an entire podcast, really going deep and getting into the fascinating details of their work. Find Adam Ruins Everything wherever you get your podcasts or at MaximumFun.org.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.